Blog Talk Radio.
Two more guests.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
So I'm going to go ahead and open the line, Sister Medina, and let you introduce everybody.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you again, Brother Carlton, and thank you to our listening audience, Assalamu Alaikum family. For our show tonight, we have, as Brother Carlton said, we have a youth panel, and I know that you're going to enjoy this conversation that we're going to have in sharing the works, the wonderful works these amazing young people have done and are doing. But first, I just want to say, while we watch the weather, as we are continuously admonished by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan to do, I just want to say that we pray everyone is doing what they can to be safe in all of this unusual weather that many of us are experiencing. So, I just pray that we all remain safe. Our show today, this evening, is Our Future is Secure. Our future is secure, and we should definitely find comfort in that with everything that's going on in the world today. Our future is secure, and it's about preparing our youth for separation and community building. So what I would like to do is go ahead and introduce all of our amazing guests, and then we'll get into the discussion in the show. So let me first start. Yes.
Two more of your youth guests, come on. Sister Tamika's children are on now.
Yes, if you can just, you know, open their lines. I'm going to go ahead and introduce all five of our guests, and then we're going to go ahead and get started. So let me go ahead and start introducing all of our amazing guests, and then we'll get into the questions and the dialogue, I would say. So first we have siblings, Sister Taja and Sister Misha Muhammad. And let me just say, these sisters are the inspiration for the show. I have to say that. When they came with their parents last month to pick up their staple goods, their mom, Sister Tamika, was happily sharing their accomplishments. And I was so amazed and inspired by these two young sisters. The idea came that, you know, we have to share this. We have to share what our youth are being prepared to build. We're coming into a new world, and our youth are being prepared to bring that world in. So it's noteworthy, and we want to listen to what they're doing, their accomplishments. So first, let me introduce Sister Taja Muhammad. She's 20 years old. She's a third-year student at Florida A&M University, and her major is Biological Systems Engineering. Her sister, Sister Maisha Muhammad, age 15, is a high school student who's been studying areas of STEM with emphasis in aviation and aeronautical engineering. She currently has her student pilot license and is studying towards her private pilot license. Sister Tamika shared that from a very young age, Sister Taja and Sister Maisha have been constantly exposed to the STEM field. Their summers, school breaks, and weekends were filled with fun exposure to STEM programs through the universities in Georgia, Florida, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Indiana. And so if any of you are not familiar with the acronym STEM, STEM is an academic system that groups together specific disciplines, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Also joining us are siblings, brothers Elias and Ishmael Muhammad. Brother Elias is 24, a mechanical engineer. 5 years of schooling and nearly 3 years as a professional. Brother Elias is skilled in data analysis, project planning, project management, quality control, quality assurance, and he also has various construction skills. His brother, Brother Ishmael Muhammad, has 10 years of experience in his field of civil engineering A lot of engineers, praise be to Allah, construction. Brother Ishmael is 26 years of age. I don't know if you all are noticing, but in these introductions, you can see how young our children are starting to study and work in their field, which brings us to our next panelist, Brother Kadeem Ali. Brother Kadeem is 14 years old. He is skilled in gardening, construction, and land development. Brother Kadeem has 10 years experience. Do the math. He is also with Grow Dirt, which is an organization with a mission to help eliminate food deserts in North Baton Rouge by providing fresh food. So this is our awesome panel for the night, you all. And let me bring you all in and ask, does anyone want to add anything to your introduction? And hopefully I haven't made any errors that need to be correcting. And if so, please feel free to do so. So come on line, panelists. Can you all hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Praise be to Allah. You know what, you all, I just have to say, I am over here smiling because when we say our future is secure, I am just so honored. I'm so honored by you all. Whew, and your accomplishments. You all just don't know. This is inspiring. You know, this is inspiring. So is there anything you all want to say at this time before we get into that first? Who inspired you? Who inspired you? And we can start with the sisters.
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, like them.
This is Sister Taja. What inspired me to get into, biological system engineering? It was basically me in high school. I had learned about a new class called Intro to Ag Science. And so I was really curious about what was going on with that because I was already taking a bunch of, biology courses, science courses, environmental science, all of that. So when I found out about this class, I immediately signed up for it. And I learned a lot of different skills regarding how to grow your own food. We raised chickens. We built chicken coops. We built our own little irrigation system. It was a lot. And so I figured, why not get involved in this? Because one thing that's really hurting our community is our food. So we have to learn how to take care of our bodies by knowing what we're putting in our bodies. So that was part, so that's the beginning. And then I eventually started looking at a program regarding food science. If you all weren't aware, I go to Florida A&M, and I lived in Tallahassee, so there was I was given opportunities, I guess, to really, shadow and, I guess, see what it's like to be involved in the ag field. In the Department of International Agriculture for a little while when I was in high school. So they basically watched over me, and I also did the STEM programs at FAMU. So it was kind of an easy transition getting involved in, the food science. But I was like, maybe food science is not enough. So I did a little bit more research. I was like, maybe I want to go more into engineering. And I looked at biomedical engineering, and that was interesting, but something was telling me it's not right for me because I was leaving the College of Ag and Food Science. So eventually I learned about a program called Biological System Engineering, which gives me the ability to give me a little bit more flexibility to go wherever I want to go. So I can go into hydrology if I wanted to. I can get involved in civil engineering because people have graduated from the program and have gotten their PE in civil engineering. So it was pretty exciting to be able to do that. And I'm on the food and bioprocessing track, which deals with handling the food, learning how to preserve food, and I guess, understand transportation of food and everything like that. So that's why I chose my major.
Wow, that's awesome. Yes, ma'am. Praise be to Allah. Sister Maisha?
When I was younger, I was always fascinated, and I just loved airplanes. And when we would travel, I would get so excited. So when my older sister, when she went to an aeronautical university in Embry-Riddle for a summer camp one year, and she came back home, and she told me all about it, like what she had experienced when she went there, and she toured it, I just immediately became even more interested. So that's really what inspired me. And since then, I've always been interested in aeronautics and aviation.
Praise be to Allah. Yes, ma'am. I can't wait to get to the second question after we've gone through the panel, because listening to what you all have to say, you know, just seeing how you take that information and take it into that second question, I'm really looking forward to hearing that. Okay, Brother Kadeem.
Who inspired you?
Salam, sir.
Sir, I wanted to thank y'all for having me today.
Praise be to Allah. We are honored, brother. We are honored.
Yes, ma'am. Well, what inspired me is I wanted to give a little bit of a background story. Is I was born into a family where on both sides, my father and grandfather worked the land, and they were both business owners. On my father's side, he built streets and cut timber, and on my mother's side, my grandfather farmed and cut timber. But on both sides of the family, especially on my father's side, they told me that one of the main inspirations that kept them to keep on going forward and keep on striving to expand our family-owned business was the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So he was a great inspiration on me and my family.
Praise be to Allah. Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah. So you're continuing a legacy, and that's amazing. That's something some of us have gotten away. Many of us have gotten away from. So, you know, that's great, brother, that you're continuing a legacy. Anything else you want to add, Brother Kadeem?
No, ma'am. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Okay, brothers Elias and Ishmael, you all can decide which one goes first.
You can go first, Elias. All right, I'll go. Assalamu alaikum. I also want to thank you all for having me. This is probably one of the first times I've done anything like this, being on a panel. I'm a bit of an introvert, so this is a little new to me. But I want to say my greatest inspiration has been, of course, the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and as taught to us by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. But my parents has probably been the greatest inspiration to me. Growing up, my father and mother, first of all, my father is a civil engineer. My mother is a mechanical engineer. So growing up and also being believers, they always groomed me and my five siblings to want to go into nation building skills, and also stress to us the importance of STEM. And so coming up, my father and my mother did many different things as far as striving to do for self before finally opening up. They opened up a school and also the business that they have now, doing civil engineering and also construction work. My mother is also a realtor, so they work hand in hand. And so being in this environment, coming up, I've always been around mainly construction. And as far as engineering, my parents really put a lot of effort into getting me and my siblings around, taking us on trips, taking us to museums, science museums, buying educational videos and things of that nature to help us get an idea of engineering and science and the importance of it. So I had a love for it coming up. So I knew, since both of my parents are engineers, civil and mechanical, I wanted to do either civil or mechanical. And so I finally made my decision my senior year of high school, I decided to do mechanical engineering like my mother. And the main reason for that is both of my parents met and they both had their careers. And my mother decided to quit her job in order to stay home and make sure to take care of us and teach us. And so I've always felt like that's a great trial and sacrifice on her part, and also for my father for providing for us during this time. And so I felt that as a tribute to my mother for the sacrifice that she did made for us, that I would go into mechanical engineering. And so right now, the minister, listening to the minister and also the messenger, has been giving me continual inspiration to learn as much as I can in mechanical engineering and also in construction, because I am passionate about that. That's what my father does mainly, and I work with him a lot, and I'm thankful for him taking the time to teach me. And so those are my biggest inspirations.
Praise be to Allah. Thank you, Brother Elias. Thank you, Brother Elias. Brother Ishmael?
All right, so thank you all for, you know, extending the invitation for me to be on this program. I'm happy to be here on the panel with all of the rest of you, and appreciative that you all would, you know, take the time to listen to something hopefully of substance that I have to say. I want to extend the greetings of peace to all of you that are listening, my panel mates and the hosts. For me, well, Elias really said a lot of everything. And I'm his brother, so I was right there with him. For me, I think the single biggest influence in my life, I would have to say, is my father. I took up the same field of study. Even my experience with the teachings and my experience with life, the things that I know, he was, for me, the biggest influence, the example of most of what I aspire to be. So, of course, my mother played a big role homeschooling us. Both of them played big roles, and I learned a lot from my siblings as well. Of course, as my brother stated, we were always around things related to science. But for me, it was really trying to be like my father that inspired me to go into this field of study.
Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah. You know, if I may just stay here and thank you all for sharing that information and just, I mean, if you're not inspired listening to our youth, you know, I don't know. I don't know what else to say that you can possibly be inspired by. This is so inspirational. But just listening to you all and, you know, and giving honor to your parents and what they have done for you, and the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, you know, it just made me think, you know, us as parents, what we decide to do as parents shapes our children's interests. And I wrote that down just listening to all of you all. And that's something, you know, we as grown-ups, we, those that, you know, whether you have children or you're thinking of having children, what we decide to do as parents shapes our children's interests. So, you know, we have to be intentional in our efforts, especially in our efforts to bring in a new world. So I want to go to the next question, and there's so much synergy between what you all are doing, and there's been some, I don't know if you all have heard it, there's been some overlap in what you all are all involved in. So why is your field of study or your skill, what you have, why is it important in building community? And whoever wants to go, you go ahead.
I'll go. So I think that, you know, civil engineering and construction, it tackles one of the most fundamental parts about building a community, and that is really providing an infrastructure or a shelter or really a place to sustain everything that you need for that community. Places for people to live, places for people to work, ways people can get around. So when you talk about civil engineering or really civilization building, it's kind of almost the beginning of not the beginning, but very near the beginning of the building of a community.
Wow, and I like the way you said that, civil engineering, civilization, yes, sir, in that word. And it made me think when you were speaking, that's Brother Ishmael, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. It made me think of what the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said about food, clothing, and shelter when you were sharing that with us. Thank you, sir. Anyone else? Anyone else? Why is your field of study important in building community?
Well, this is Sister Misha talking. I believe that aviation is important in community building because transportation is something that is really important for a community. And to be able to have transportation of not only people, but goods as well across the nation is very important.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah. We have some equipment that we have over here in Georgia, and it's vastly needed over there in California, and they need it in 2 days. So that air transportation becomes extremely important. Extremely important. Yes, ma'am. Praise be to Allah. Anyone else? Now, Brother Hakeem and Sister Taja, you both are talking about something that's very important and have experience in something that's very important because, you know, what sustains us.
Ooh. If you like me to go, I can go.
Your sister said it, food. So go ahead, Brother Kadeem. You said food.
Yes, ma'am. I feel like my skill of study, which is land developing and also planting fruits and vegetables, is very helpful for the community and the black race in general, because even a normal black person, if you gave them land, they wouldn't even know what to do with it. So maybe if we had a land literacy class, and my dad coined the phrase, skills pay the bills and land literacy for all the land illiterates, which is teaching black people how to use land, which could be planting fruits and vegetables on the land and, like, learning how to survive on our own so we're not depending on the white man all the time.
That's very good. That's a very good point. You know, I like what you said, Brother Kadeem, because if we don't have that education with regards to the land and what can come from the land to sustain us, we could be like sheep that are just basically on the land but not being productive. And sometimes when you see in some of these countries that are experiencing famine, and we know none of that is, that all of that is by design, you know, you think about, because some of them are waiting on others to do for them what they have not done or forgotten to do or haven't been taught to do for themselves. But we know it's not, that it's all by design, you know, that people have been taken from that that education. So, yes, we have to be educated in what to do once we acquire the land. Yes, sir, with regards to feeding ourselves. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Did you want to add anything to that, Sister Taja?
Yes, because I do.
Because let me just this. Let me just say this. And as a person that grows food, I'm faced with, and on a very small scale, let me just say that, on a very small scale, I'm faced with things like, how do I irrigate my crop? How do I get water? You know, you're talking about systems to make those things work. Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Regarding the system, it's important not just to grow your food. You also have to treat the land, you know how to maintain it. I realize that, you know, with all these natural disasters going on, we don't have much protection anymore because we're constantly building things. We're tearing down trees. We're, I guess, flattening land and whatnot. So we don't have those natural barriers anymore. So we have to, I guess, recreate those barriers and also grow our food, making sure that our land is fertile. Also making sure we change the crops and everything, because if we don't understand what certain plants need and during that certain time of the year and all this, it's a bunch of, like, factors in it. So you have to understand the system overall to really maintain that land and make sure you avoid things like famine, or if there's a disaster that comes through, you need to know how to get your land back to where it needs to be. When Hurricane Michael hit Florida, there was an incident with the cows right there in that area where Sammy was at. They were dying. They couldn't figure out what it was. These cows were just dying out of the blue. And it was right after Hurricane Michael hit. So it's certain things like that. You have to understand the system. They said it was like some weird, crazy disease. So system, like I said, sorry, I'm going on tangent, but the systems are important.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, the systems are important because we have to basically not only just study to, like, grow the food, but we also have to study the plants, the environment, how disasters affect different things, because whenever a hurricane comes through, the weather changes. I know when I was living in Florida, temperature was up. It was just a lot of different things. You have to pay attention to your types of things. That's what my major does. We focus in on not just the food, not just the water, not just the plants, but we also look at their weather and environment overall. So that's
Yes, ma'am. Praise be to Allah. And with everything that's going on with the weather, and I know Dr. Ridgely has said on several occasions in the last few years, you know, the weather has changed so drastically that we don't have, or we don't experience, the four seasons like we used to. You know, we're down to seasons, you know, I believe he said, you know, what is it, spring and summer, or we're down to two seasons. Because it doesn't get very cold. The winters are not very cold. The trees are flowering in February, when, you know, that's early, and, you know, then they drop their flowers, and then they won't make fruit because they show their flowers too soon. So there's a lot going on. Let me ask you, Sister Taja, because you mentioned, you know, what's going on in the soil and being able to remediate your soil. Is there a soil science education in what you're taking?
Yes. I haven't taken it yet. I will probably be taking it next semester. But, yeah, they teach you a lot of different things. So, like, compost, that can definitely help replenish your soil. I know that. Let's see. Giving your land time to really, like, recuperate, get the nutrients in and everything. Rotating crops, of course. Yeah, there's other methods. I don't know all of them, but I know those are some of them, making sure you also keep your topsoil. Make sure you have that, because that's the most, that has all the nutrients, you know. You can't just take dirt and just, you know, grow something, you know. So, yeah.
you have to amend it some, right? Yes. Yes, ma'am. Food, clothing, and shelter. Yes, ma'am. Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah. Anything anyone wants to add before we move on?
It's Sister Majid, I didn't answer.
Oh, Brother Elias, yes, sir.
I'm going to be brief. My field of study, so my degree is in mechanical engineering, and currently I'm working in as a quality control specialist. But first, just on a base level, mechanical engineering kind of works hand-in-hand with my brother as far as civil engineering. So civil engineering is basically the structure part of any type of building that you would want to make. You need, initially, you would need a civil engineer. Of course, you have to check the land out at first. But once you have that structure part of the building, mechanical engineering, a lot of people think of it just as dealing with machines, which is true, different types of machines, machinery, whether it be factory or air conditioning systems. But one thing also that mechanical engineering deals with is fluid systems. And fluid is not just water or certain chemicals. Air is also considered a fluid. So with mechanical engineering, one thing that's very important is once you have this building, a structure, or we're building homes for our community, for our people, you have to know as far as how to basically the VAC of that system.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, how are we going to get air to cool our people? The plumbing system. How are we going to design it to provide enough water for this community or that community? How are we going to deal with water treatment, which also kind of crosses over into chemical engineering as well. But as far as the fluids and how the fluids flow and get from point A to point B, that is a large part of mechanical engineering as well. Not to mention also deals somewhat in solar and wind power development also.
Wow. Praise be to Allah. So that just takes us right into our next question. How are you currently, because I know you all are, some of you are working in your field as we speak, so how are you currently using what you're learning, and how do you plan to use what you're learning if you're not actively working in that field right now?
I can answer.
Yep. Go ahead.
Assalamu alaikum. Since my age right now, I'm at the age of 14 years old. My plans in the near future for myself and the business that I own, which is Grow Dirt, my plans are to go to college so that I can get a civil engineering degree. And my father works building streets and roads so that I can get a civil engineering degree so that my father can bring the plans to me and I'll be able to stamp the plans so that we can develop our own subdivisions and retail outlets to sell our own products.
Wow. Is that strategy or what? I like the way you said that. Your father can bring you the plans, and you can stamp the plans, and you all can move forward. Praise be to Allah. Yes, sir, Brother Kadeem. And thank you for letting us know that you are a business owner with Grow Dirt.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Praise be to Allah. You know, because we wanted to really hear from you all, you know, I was thinking we wouldn't take questions from the audience. I don't know if I may just ask Brother Carlton, are there any not that we're going to take questions, I just wanted to know if anyone is interested or has shown any interest in asking.
Well, looks like we do have one person on the line that is in the queue to ask a question, so they may be interested.
Okay, now how do you all feel about taking questions? I wasn't going to have that as part of the show on this particular show, so we can really hear from you all, and hopefully, you know, you all would be able to address or speak to the questions that, you know, that we had. So do you all want to take questions?
I'm fine with it.
Okay.
I would like to get to know my audience.
Oh, yes, who's that, Brother Kadeem? Yes, sir. Okay, Brother Carlton, go ahead.
Oh, okay. With that comment, we got somebody else who's in the queue. So I'm going to go to the first person. Caller with the last four digits, 1498. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Assalamu alaikum, family. This is Sister Melva. I'm calling from California.
Sister Melva, how are you?
I am fine and blessed by Allah's grace. And I'm more blessed to hear the youth of the Ministry of Agriculture, because what they are saying is that we'll be okay.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
They're letting we will be okay, because their parents are training them up in the right way, and they're listening and enjoying it.
Pray be to Allah. Yes.
I'm praising be to Allah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm not sure which one of the youth are into the agriculture to the point that they're collecting the seeds and saving them for a rainy day. And the reason is that when everything hits the fan, you're not going to be able to find seeds. And Allah makes all of our food. He gives us seeds. They replenish themselves. And you collect those seeds for using another day.
Yes.
Not only the seeds, it's also learning what crops and foods will be your medicine, because we won't have a pharmacy when everything hits the fan. You cannot go to the pharmacy or the store to go get this and that. So some of the youth need to learn the old medicines. They need to know the chemical. I can't even think of what you would call. You need to learn them. That's all
yes,
I can say.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Sister Melva.
You're welcome. Keep up.
Okay,
we have, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Want to go to the next caller? I think
it's
Sister Ann.
Yes, sir.
Assalamu alaikum,
Ann. Yes, can you hear me? Yes, ma'am, Sister Ann, go ahead.
Okay, all right. Well, assalamu alaikum to you and to Sister Melva. She sounds great.
Yes,
well,
ma'am.
Anyway, I learned something today. I've never thought about it before, but air is considered a liquid.
Yes, isn't that interesting?
I never thought about that. I don't know if it was Ismail or
Elias.
Elias. That was so deep to me. You know, I never thought about that before. You just think of air as being air. But to put it in a framework of being a liquid, I never thought about that. So this program, I want to say to all of the young people that you are just amazing in what you're
mm-hmm.
doing.
Yes,
it's just amazing. I'm listening to, what is she, 14, 15, the pilot?
Sister Maisha?
Yes. I mean, that is awesome. All of you are awesome. And I hope you keep up the good work. And you know, I just feel so good about the future. These young people have it going on. So that's all I wanted to say. And I just wanted to give you all the greetings and to let you know that we are listening, we're paying attention, and we're learning. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you, Suzanne. Wa alaikum salam.
Okay, so
yes,
she's
ma'am.
The final caller in the queue, so it's back on you, Sister Vegeta.
Okay, thank you, sir. So we're gonna move on. Time is gonna run out on us, but we're gonna get through as much as we can, and then I wanna leave time, even if we don't get through all the questions, I wanna leave time for you all to have any closing comments or anything you wanna share as well. So let me just ask, let me go first to this question, because I think it's more important. So what are some of the things that we can do, elders can do, that is helpful in continuing to pave the way for your continued success? Because we want to know, and we understand that we have other young people out there that are doing amazing things. So what we don't want to be, and you all have had so much, I could tell by the way you all are speaking and carrying yourselves and what you're doing, that you all have had so much support and guidance. So what can elders do? What advice would you give to elders that will help children in this day and time have continued success and forward motion?
May I say something?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. One thing that I believe that elders can do, for sometimes elders just have children and they're so caught up in school and stuff like that they think they can only have one focus, and elders have to maybe go to work and work a 9-to-5 job. Maybe one thing that elders can do is bring their children with them so that they can get that job and business experience, so that their children can succeed in life. And another thing that I wanted to say is, elders, it just doesn't have to be your own children that you can help. You can help other children. Like, I have a couple of employees that are just so close to me that they're basically my brothers. They've been around me my whole life. And it doesn't have to be just your own biological sister or brother. Even if you see a child on the street, just it could be so much of a just an encouraging word to just help them strive forward.
Wow, Brother Kadeem, they say out of the mouth of babes. Wow, and you know, Brother Kadeem, just listening to you, it made me think about what Mr. Farrakhan said. He said actually exactly what you said, in that, you know, you do better as a parent taking your child with you to the grocery store, to, like you said, to work, keep your child with you, keeping your child with you, teaching them. And, you know, that's what we did back in the day. Well, right. That's what we did back in the day. That was our education. That was our school. You know, we were out with our parents learning what they did, and we continued that. We continued that legacy on because that was our training. That was our training. And like you all have said, Brother Ishmael and Brother Elias, you all grew up in the house with mechanical and civil engineering, so you all were fed that from the womb. You all were fed that.
Yes, ma'am. I would also like to say that my mother and father always have like 7 to 10 children all around the house, and all of the employees at the business that we own are basically so close that they're family members, and they're all really 15 and under.
Praise be to Allah. It takes a village, but first we have to be a village. Praise be to Allah. Very good. Praise be to Allah. Thank you, because we're listening to you all, and I put that question there because I want to know from you all's perspective what we can do as elders to help propel that next generation, to continue to propel that next generation forward, because you all will have that same opportunity and obligation
when you all are in that position, and actually it actually starts now, because like you said, Brother Kadeem, you have employees that are like brothers to you. So we're all in that position to where, you know, we're preparing the next generation that's coming after us, those that are coming next, to give them the best platform we can for them to be all that they can be as well. So anyone else, what can we do? What can we do to help propel you all for continued success? What can we do as elders?
Hey, may I go? It's Brother Elias.
Yes.
I have one, and my thing, I think, is to elders, and I don't know what you consider to be elders, but my advice or suggestion would be to stop being so old. And what I mean by that is, I think a lot of people, and this is something I had a conversation with my mother about this. Yes, ma'am. So sometimes I have a conversation with my mother about this. I think sometimes because of the fact that, because not only because, you know, different people have health issues or just the overall quality of our life and the environment, we live a lot shorter than what we are supposed to be or we actually designed to be. And I think because of that, we start to think that by the time once we get 40 or 50 years old, we start thinking that we're over the hill and I'm on the downturn. And because of that, I think you kind of relinquish some of the power that you have and some of the influence you have with your experience and your age. A good example I want to provide for that is the best example is right in our face in the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan.
Right.
I mean, the minister is over 85 years old, and he's been working on the nation since 87.
Right, 87.
Thank you. He's been working on the mission since 22 years old, and he has not stopped. And think about all of the things that he's been through, being fighting against the enemy, fighting against the ignorance of his own people, health issues, all these things, too, being hated and ridiculed. And he still has a flow to him. He has an energy to him. The spirit of Allah moves in him, and he's of a quickening spirit. And so we, I think, should do a better job of following his example and stop thinking, because most of us are nowhere near the minister's age, but we already talked about we're tired, we want to sit down too much, we don't want to work. So I think a good example, because sometimes from a useful perspective, you make, sometimes older people make the mission seem unrewarding, because when you see people and they look tired and beat up, that does not encourage you to want to follow them.
Right. Well, that's true. And those of us that know, because like you said, you look at him, so we, keeping our eye on the prize, we know that that's that individual, because we, like you said, we have the example in front of us.
Yes, ma'am. And basically, and I'm not talking about just physically, because you understand as you get older, physically, you can't do what you used to do, but it's more of a mindset. It's more of an ability to adapt to changing times. It's more of an ability to take in new information and put it to use for yourself, and you and be able to have the energy to use that experience that you have to really provide guidance to people. And that's what I think the youth is looking for. And I think Brother Kadeem spoke on it too. As far as grab a young person and be the example for them. Show them something. You know, and not, don't just do it for a short period of time. You make this a prolonged service to your people.
Wow.
So I'm going to work as hard as I can work while Allah gives me strength to work. And when he takes me away is when I will stop my work. Not when I get 50 or when I get 60, I want to lay down and sit down. Because I know personally, for me, I don't plan on stop working on the mission of what and going for self and doing for self until Allah makes me physically incapable of doing it.
Yes,
that's my plan. You know, so right now in my 20s, early 20s, inshallah, I feel like a baby. And I hope I continue to keep that youthful spirit as I move forward. But just don't be so old mentally that you make yourself old physically.
Wow. Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah. Now, this is the beginning. I hope you have our papers ready because we're going to learn tonight. Yes. Yes. We have 5 minutes.
I have one more thing really quick. I wanted to make a correction because we want to be right and exact. Sister Ann, when she called in and she talked about air being a liquid. Air, I was saying air is a fluid. So a fluid and a liquid aren't necessarily the same thing. So air is still considered a gas, but it behaves like a fluid.
Yes, sir.
Sister Majita, Dr. Vision's on the line.
Okay, yes, sir.
Assalamu alaikum. I like the statement that my brother made about, even though you're old, you don't need to think old, because then you start acting old. So thank you for that encouragement, because my ankle hurts right now, so I'm going to think better. That's all I'm going to let you know.
Yes, sir. But we have four more minutes. Sister, is there anything you all want to add?
I mean, like they said, you know, I guess go and interact with the elders, talk to the elders, you know, learn from them. My thing is, like, I guess I'm a little strange. I actually like to sit down and, like, listen to the elders, you know, learn from them, because they have a lot of knowledge about a lot of different things. I'm only 20 years old. I don't know nothing. And they've been around a lot longer. It's good to sit down and talk to them and learn as much as you can from them. I guess when it comes to, like, professions and everything, you have the agriculture, you know, a lot of people are like, agriculture, I don't want to really get into that, but it is a foundation to building a community. You need food. You need, you know, trees to build infrastructure, I guess, and all these different materials. You need all of that. So I would say listen to the elders, because they used to be in these type of trades. Nowadays, you don't see too many of us really getting involved, but it's good that we're really starting to take that interest and getting back into these types of things. STEM is everything. So it's good to know these types of things so we can be prepared. We can build our communities, and we can be successful and thrive.
Yes, ma'am. Praise be to Allah. Yes, ma'am. Time is upon us. I really appreciate you all. May Allah continue to bless you all and your families. And, you know, if I just may ask this question, is there any way we can do a part two at some time in the near future? Just think about it. You all are so awesome. I really appreciate you all, and I'm honored by you all's presence, and I thank you all for accepting the invitation and just doing it so happily. You know, I thank Allah. I want to quickly, if I can give out, Brother Kadeem, may I give out the website to your business?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. I'll be very much so helpful.
Yes, it's www.growdirtbr.com. That's growdirtbr.com. Thank you so much, you all. Be safe. Be well.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for having us.
Although you're superior over me, we talk to each other in a friendly way.
friendship way. Then out of nowhere, you tell me to break out of the country and into more country. Fast eyes burn into rich, where the ghosts are shouting on me. Walk the road, my forefathers. My forefathers I'm from had so deep for all their wisdom. They tell me my ears are so young. Go back to when you came. A family tree, a family life. For some strange reason it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee. Take me.